Speaking of great organizations doing great work in the community, we've got several of them represented here in the studio right now because the Alternative Gifts Market is coming up this weekend, Friday, November 18th from 5 to 7:30 and Saturday, November 19th from 9 to 3. This is all going to be at United Church of Chapel Hill on MLK Boulevard. It's a great gift market if you're shopping for holiday gifts, and the funds from it will go to benefit more than 30 different charitable groups, including Church World Service, the IFC, of course, locally, and a whole lot more. Joining us in the studio to talk about that are three special guests. Henry Lister is the coordinator of the Alternative Gift Market. Skip Polson is the chair of the Peacemaking Scholarship, which we'll talk about in a bit. And Jackie Jenks, of course, heads up the Interfaith Council for Social Service. Hello, everyone. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Chapel Hill.
All right. Say that again because your mic was off.
Oh, good morning, Chapel Hill.
There we go. You just delivered that so well, and then I looked down and it's like, ah, your mic's off. This is a really auspicious
no
start. All right, Henry, let's start with you. Talk about, it's the 33rd annual Alternative Gifts Market. It's a really cool event every single year. What does it entail?
Okay, this gift market is an opportunity for people to buy gifts that we say give twice.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll buy a gift and give it to someone, but the gift that they've bought comes from an organization who's using the funds that is received to help other people elsewhere. And it can be locally, like at the Habitat for Humanity, the Interfaith Council, or could be across the world in India or Guatemala or El Salvador. So these are gifts intended to give gift twice. And we encourage people to get out of the big box and come and buy really unique gifts from vendors from all over the world and locally that they'll not find anywhere else.
Yeah.
And it supports good works.
That's fantastic. And it's an alternative gift market because it's an alternative to the big box store, but you're also buying like alternative gifts there
exactly.
too, right?
Yeah. Exactly. You'll buy things that you won't be able to find anywhere else.
Who are some of the vendors?
So, for example, the sister communities of San Ramon,
mm-hmm.
or Gumcha, which is a group of that brings commodities from women in India who are supplementing their household income by doing craft works. You'll have, I'm trying to think of them all. Great for putting me on the spot here.
to what I do best.
There's 27 of them that are just terrific. Josh's Hope Foundation will
mm-hmm.
be there. We have a couple of new vendors, including Catherine Cattle. A lot of people will recognize her name. We sell jam and jelly. We sell artwork from local artists, pottery, photographs, and we sell gifts of time and service. So Church World Service allows people to buy, and this is how it got started really way back in the day when we had six original vendors down on Cameron Street when our mm-hmm. church was on Cameron. It started as the Heifer Project, and a lot of people are familiar with the Heifer Project where you buy a cow or a part of a cow or a goat and you support developing country agriculture. Well, these gifts of time and service are things that you buy through Church World Service that are water filtration or four chickens or a stand of trees that get planted. You're paying Church World Service to deliver that, and then you give a card that says, a gift in your honor of five goats have been given mm-hmm. in your name. And so, again, a gift that gives twice.
Speaking with Henry Lister, Alternative Gift Market Coordinator. The Alternative Gift Market is going to be this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the United Church of Chapel Hill, which is up on MLK Boulevard. UnitedChurch.org is their website, UnitedChurch.org/market, to get the full details about the market. And thanks to United Church of Chapel Hill for bringing us this conversation. Friday from 5 to 7:30, Saturday from 9 to 3, and at 7:30 on Friday night, once the market wraps up, there's going to be a concert to support the Peacemaking Scholarship Fund. The chair of the Peacemaking Scholarship is Skip Polson. He's here in the studio as well. Tell us about the Peacemaking Scholarship. What does that entail?
Be glad to. This local community scholarship has been in action and effect for the last 15 years, and it's entirely supported by contributions from local people,
mm-hmm.
and individuals and some church groups. And over those 15 years, 34 scholarships have been given out to graduating seniors from here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community, kids who have already demonstrated their commitment to peacemaking, because during their high school years, they have done things in their schools and in the larger community related to nonviolent conflict resolution, expansion of global community ideas, social justice, ecology, depolarization of all kinds. And this scholarship is not an honor like an Academy Award for past performance. It is that, but it's also an encouragement award to continue this work and to continue on in their studies, academic studies at college, and on into their careers.
I love the fact that we live in a community that gives people opportunities to do that in the first place when they're that young, and then rewards them and encourages them for doing so.
Exactly. And it's really impressive to read the applications that we get from these students. The counselors, the high school guidance counselors, assist in getting the word out to the kids. And we get applications in, and it's fantastic and amazing to see what they've been doing already. Mm-hmm. And they really go on to great things. The kids who have received these scholarships already have gone on to an amazing variety of higher education institutions here in North Carolina and elsewhere. And then they go on to really interesting work. I don't know what all of them are doing.
It would be a little bit too impressive if you did.
Yeah,
there's a lot
right.
of people doing a lot of great stuff.
Well, just for one example, just the most recent four recipients mm-hmm. from this past spring are going to, one is at Elon, one is at UNC Greensboro, one up at the University of Pennsylvania, and another at Stanford
awesome.
University. And for the ones who are on out, there's probably still 10 or so that are still undergraduates. They're still in school. But the ones who are gone beyond that, a couple of examples. One works for the International Red Cross in Geneva, Switzerland. Another is an employee in the office of the mayor of Washington, D.C.
Awesome. Speaking with Skip Polson, Peacemaking Scholarship Chair, there's the Peacemaking Scholarship Fund Concert Friday at 7:30, also at United Church of Chapel Hill, right? After the gift market wraps up that evening. Who's going to be playing?
We have featured this year groups from the Duke University Strings Schools.
Very cool.
It's really hard for us to say Duke, I know.
they're good people over there.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
It's a good string school.
But when you say Durham all the time, you say Duke. Anyway, groups from that school, that effort, will be playing some excellent music. So there's string quartets and quintets, that kind of thing. Playing excellent classical music. These are also high school age kids, mostly, who are really working on perfecting their techniques and their musicianship. They will be playing. There will also be performances by several of the choral groups from United Church itself, and we have a fabulous organist on the program, and it's a marvelous thing. And during the intermission in this program, a free will offering is taken up, which supports the Peacemaking Scholarship Program.
That's fantastic.
And this has been a big source of funds for the scholarship in recent years.
Speaking with Skip Polson and Henry Lister, talking about the alternative gift market, the Peacemaking Scholarship, the Peacemaking Scholarship Fund Concert Friday night, benefiting many, many local organizations, including the Interfaith Council for Social Service, Jackie Jenks from the IFC here as well. First of all, what's the IFC's role in the alternative gifts market?
Right. So we're grateful to once again be partnering with United Church, our faithful friends. Our role is this year, as many years, is to support the holiday meals program at IFC. So our community market shoppers during the holiday season rely on us to help support them putting food on the table for Thanksgiving and December holidays. So shoppers at the market will have an opportunity to come by our table and purchase a holiday meal for a local family and receive a little ornament that says that they did support a holiday meal, so they can give that to their loved one for this holiday season.
Awesome.
We're really excited to, be joining with so many partners in our community at the market.
For us, it's important that Habitat is there because they're one of the recipients of some of the money that we raise. But the United Church of Chapel Hill is also an extremely strong supporter of Habitat projects for years. And actually, many of our congregants live in some of the homes that have been built by volunteers with Habitat for Humanity. So our relationship with Habitat is extremely strong.
Speaking with Henry Lister, Skip Polson, Jackie Jenks, talking about the Alternative Gift Market, which is Friday 5 to 7:30 at United Church of Chapel Hill, and then Saturday from 9 to 3 at the same location, the Peacemaking Scholarship Fund Concert, Friday evening at 7:30 with the Duke University String School. One thing we haven't mentioned yet is that there's also an online auction, which you can get more information about at unitedchurch.org/market. Got to wrap up, but as we do, Henry Lister, what else should people know about the market?
Well, we've been virtual for 2 years, so we're back. We're live finally. It's a slightly smaller market than we've had in the past, mm-hmm. but it's going to be great fun. There will be food. There will be community. It will be a perfect day. It's going to be like 33 degrees when you get up in the morning. So come on out to the market and know that you're supporting tremendous opportunities to help people in need locally and all over the world.
Again,
and don't miss that concert. I'm telling you, Skip talks very calmly about it, but this is a big deal. Having the string school perform with our musical choral groups, it's going to be a fabulous concert. This is a not-miss event.
UnitedChurch.org/market is the website to get more information. Everyone invited to come by the gift market from 5 to 7:30 on Friday, the fun concert immediately after that, and then Saturday from 9 to 3. This all benefits many, many organizations, including the Interfaith Council for Social Service. Jackie Jenks, Skip Polson, Henry Lister, thank you all so much for being
here. You're
with
welcome,
us
and here's so your complimentary bag of Dr. Lister's free-range peanut brittle.
I will accept that.
You
thank
know why
so
it's
much.
Called free-range?
No.
Because it's made in the microwave.
Oh, free range.
It's
I like it.
It's free of the range.
Very nice.